KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Reading Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering, there are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Going to help to ensure strong and healthy roots, and you'll notice the bigger blooms and your vegetable garden will love you for it. So both the 505 and the 555, they come in a 6.5 pound shaker jug. And when I plant my garden, just so people know how I do this, I mix the 555 in the soil as we're tilling it up. And then as I'm planting, I add the 555 and fertilizer into the ground as I'm putting the plant, and then I water it in once the plant is planted with my mix of water and fertilizer. And this helps to give the plants a really good start to developing strong roots and healthy plants.
Awesome. And so, you know, you've always had the shaker jugs. Those are just so easy to use. But you've come out with some new sizes for those guys.
Oh, absolutely. We're really excited for this. We started noticing some people were starting to order large amounts of the shaker jugs, and this is based on doing soil tests, you know, telling them that they don't need phosphorus, use the 505 and so forth. So we developed 20-pound bags of the 505 and the 555. So regardless of the size of lawn you have options. You can use the shaker jug for smaller areas, but for people that have bigger gardens and lots of plants, we now have the 20-pound bag. So same formula, like we recommend with our ice melt. Keep your shaker jugs, just fill it back up, and it makes it easy when you're walking around through your gardens just to apply it to the base of the plant. So when doing the math, looking at the 20-pound bags, it does help save you some money versus buying the shaker jugs. So it's a good way to get a good product. You'll have enough to feed your plants all season long and save some extra money.
Awesome. Now, you've mentioned fertilizer a few times, and we haven't had a real in-depth discussion in regards to fertilizer for a bit. We got a few minutes here. I'd love to, you know, just talk a little bit more about fertilizer and what we can do with it.
Oh, absolutely. So natural terms fertilizer is called a seed and plant activator, but it's a lot more. So it's an excellent product to use when you're starting your seeds, planting bulbs and plants. It's 100% organic supplement. It's going to foster health, holistic seed health. I always refer to it as probiotics and vitamins. It's like, you know, the fertilizer feeds the plants, but the fertilizer is going to help it be strong and healthy. So it keeps the plants healthy. It helps to resist stress. It has humic acid, kelp, and beneficial microbes, which will work to create a defense system to help protect those plants against harmful bacteria that can exist in the soil. So oftentimes when plants are transplanted, they go through a shock, and fertilizer is going to help to reduce the shock and create that healthy environment for your plants to grow. So it will make the nutrients that are in the soil more readily available to the plants and allows them to flourish. So it works really well. When you're starting seeds, it helps the seeds germinate more quickly, and it enhances growth by stimulating cell division. We offer fertilizer in two different sizes. It comes in a 6-ounce container, which makes it 12 gallons when mixed with water. And for people that have larger gardens and lots of plants, we offer a 4-pound container. It's nice to know that, you know, you have a 3-year shelf life with fertilizer, but it can actually last longer because the microbes will feed off of each other. So it's a good product to have, especially as you're planting and getting your gardens prepared for the spring and summer.
Yeah, it's definitely something that is useful this time of year when everything's getting ready. It's just given that, you know, we're fertilizing, and then we're working with the fertilizer and just really making it active. It is phenomenal. And you can find that all on your website, right? What's the website again?
Our website is www.natural-alternative.com.
Okay, perfect. We got a little bit more to discuss on the other side of the break. We will come back with Karen from Natural Alternative. If anybody wants to be on an upcoming show with us, you can leave us a voicemail or you could email us. Email is the best way. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with Karen from Natural Alternative, so stay tuned.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Edwardsville, Illinois, something simple happens that carries decades of meaning. Vietnam veterans gather for a free community breakfast. But this isn't just breakfast. For many of them, it's the welcome home they never received. After returning from Vietnam, countless veterans came back to a divided country, often without recognition or appreciation. At this gathering, that silence is replaced with gratitude. Volunteers shake hands, families listen to stories, and in some cases, veterans are wrapped in quilts of valor, handmade symbols of appreciation and healing. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. We've had some great discussion about the lawn, fertilizing your plants, getting some things started, and we talked about all these products, and you guys have a bundle to get some of this together, right?
Oh yeah, it's our Get Started bundle. So it's a great way to get your 555 all-purpose plant food, and that comes in a 6.5 pound shaker jug. We also include a 6 ounce container fertilizer. So for people that don't have a lot of outside gardens, or they, you know, primarily have indoor plants, this is a great bundle. It will help you save money. You'll get this all in one package. And again, you know, the fertilizer is going to help provide the nutrients your plants need. The fertilizer is going to help to develop the stronger roots and help to absorb water and nutrients more efficiently. So it's definitely specially priced, and you'll save money versus buying it individually. So we encourage people to check that out. And again, you can find Protolizer and our garden fertilizers on our website at www.natural-alternative, and then click on the grow section, and that'll take you directly to the fertilizer and protolizer section.
Now, perfect. So it, you know, it's cold out here, but it'll warm up soon, and we will have some of those, you know, those pests out in the garden, out in the yard. And it's never too early to start thinking about it, to get ready for it.
That is correct. And actually, you know, we talk about this all the time. Ticks don't go away. They hibernate. But we've already heard from people where they've been bitten by ticks already. So we want to make sure that people are aware of some of the products that we have. We offer a all-natural mosquito, flea, and tick control. It comes in a hose and spray unit that easily hooks to your hose and that treats up to 10,000 square feet. So again, you know, ticks are out. So make sure that when you're applying this, that you're spraying in wooded areas to help reduce populations. If you have deer or squirrels running through your lawn, they are a great carrier of ticks. So it's especially important to keep your family protected. Mosquitoes may not be out yet, depending on where you are in the country, but they will be soon. And this is another pest that has been causing serious health effects if not controlled. So for best results when using the mosquito, flea, and tick control to help control mosquitoes, make sure you're spraying up under the leaves of trees and bushes and under your decks where they can hide. The product is made from cedar oil. It doesn't smell like a chemical product, and best of all, it doesn't harm beneficial insects or pollinators. So this is one product that will control several pests naturally. And we also offer it in the concentrate, which is called Tick Kills. So that is something that you could use in the hose and sprayer once you run out of that. We also offer the personal protection mosquito spray that you can use to help mosquitoes from landing on you when you're outside at ball games, golfing, fishing, or walking the dog. And these are made from essential oils that are natural bug repellent. So it's something that you can have to help when you're not, you know, at your lawn if you've already treated for this.
Yeah, you know, you brought up the information about the ticks and everything, and I realized that last week we had a tick on the dog. So, I mean, and it's barely anything out there. The grass isn't tall, but we mm-hmm. have moisture out there, and we have some wildlife running around. So they're definitely out there. So.
Yes, absolutely. You want to be prepared.
Now, I got about a minute left here, and I want you to bring up the Know and Grow Library. You sent me a couple links, and I think they're really good ones. And one of them, you know, is easy to build pollinator gardens. That's one that I talk a lot about pollinators, and it's a good one to take a look at.
Absolutely. So when you visit our website, we have an orange bar that has our Know and Grow Library. A lot of good articles. And trying to keep some things planted around your outdoor area, the pollinators, there's a great article on things that you can use or plant to help to provide a food source for the pollinators, what to do, what not to do, and some of the plants that are favorites for the pollinators. So to keep them coming in. We've even provided a layout for you, something that you could do. We also have things like to help prevent mosquitoes from coming into your lawn. So there are different articles, very good topics, some things to keep you going through the month of April. If you scroll down to the very end, you'll see our seasonal checklist.
Awesome. I really appreciate you coming on with all that great advice as always, Karen. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are.
Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through the Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
At 803-1961.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here where you can call and leave us a voicemail is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And you can call, leave us a voicemail. As I've said many times, there's nobody to answer that phone. It just goes to a voicemail. It'll ring a few times and then hit up the voicemail. Leave us a message, and we'll play your question on the next episode. Also, it is a number you can text to. We'll receive the texts and then try and answer them. The best way to get a hold of us, email, of course, that one you can give us tons of information any time of day. Anytime you're thinking about the garden, what you want to do, email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I want to say thank you again to Karen from Natural Alternative. Some great information. It is the perfect time to be fertilizing. It's a great time to be seeding the lawn. It's a great time to be, you know, taking care of any of the crabgrass that's in the lawn. So, you know, let's dive into the lawn a little bit, right? Let's talk a little bit more. I got an article sent to me recently in one of the newsletters in regards to grass seed and how long it takes to grow. Now, you can tell this article is written in more of a southern area, as the top two grasses where it gives the growth rate are Bermuda and centipede grass. Also lists Zoysia grass. So, you know, I'll mention those, but for the New England few, you really aren't looking at the Bermuda, the centipede, or the Zoysia grass. You can have those in more warm climates, right? Southern areas will have these, but in New England, New York, Pennsylvania, those areas, you're looking at a fescue, a Kentucky bluegrass, or a ryegrass, and those three there are the main three in the area. And it was interesting to read because they have the growth rate, right? And it says Bermuda grass is 5 to 14 days. Centipede grass is 7 to 21 days. That's a big jump right there. The fescue is 14 to 21. The bluegrass is 7 to 14. Rye is 5 to 10. And then Zoysia is 14 to 21 days. Now, it's interesting. You know, I look at those and I kind of say, all right, so to me, the fescue is probably going to, in New England, is going to take closer to 21 days. The bluegrass is more like a 14 to 21 days, and then the ryegrass is probably 7 to 14 days. So you can kind of tell that this article is written in a warmer climate. But they had some really cool, having those somewhere is always cool to have. But they had some factors, right? So they hit you with, you can grow grass, and this is how long it's going to take. But you might need to do a few of these things. And so we definitely went through the soil pH last week heavily. So it does mention your soil pH can, tend to determine how many days the grass will grow. One of the other features is temperature, right? So the cool weather grass, the New England grass that I was talking about, the fescue, rye, and bluegrass, it grows best when the temperatures are between 50 and 60 degrees. So, this upcoming week, there's a few days here that it's looking like 50s and 60s during the day. So that's going to help produce the growth quicker. Whereas warmer weather grass wants it to be when the soil temperatures are 65 to 70 degrees. Right? So you can kind of tell here where we are, where I am in New England, and although we do have stations throughout the country here, looking for cool weather grass is going to determine when you can put it down. Right? Obviously, it's either the spring or later in the fall. And we want the soil temperatures to be about 50 to 60 degrees. And that is pretty much where we're at, just about, although we've had a few dips in the temperatures, and which has kind of fluctuated. The soil temperatures have now fluctuated up and down. They don't know what's down, what's up, what's sideways. It's kind of all over the place. Last week I said, I kind of said, all right, we got to do it. This is the week. Just put everything out. And there are a couple days that have been okay. But there's been a lot of rain. There's been a lot of cold weather. So the soil temperatures are a little bit too low for grass seed. They're okay to start with the fertilizing. But for grass seed, if you're looking to, do an overseed or a renovation in a lawn, then you're going to need to want those temperatures to be a little bit warmer to get the best bang for your buck, right? And so, we always take a look. It's the Greencast online website has your soil temperatures. And so to determine what you are, we're not looking for the first thing in the morning. We're not looking for the evening temperatures, because it will actually tell you right on that website what the temperature is right now, according to, I want to say it's a soil probe in each kind of city, town, whatnot. So you want to see what the average is for the past couple days to determine that. You're not looking for the exact at that moment, because if it is a nice, really nice day, and then we get a day like we have this week where one day was 70 and then one day was 20 overnight, those temperatures are going to fluctuate a lot. So we're looking for a few days average where it's like 3 or 4 days where it's between 50 and 60 degrees. And then, bam, that is the best time to be putting their cool weather grass seed down and taking care of that lawn. And it, you know, the one thing I wish would have happened, and it's late winter into spring at this point, is with all the rain we've been getting, if the temperatures were just a little bit warmer, this would have been perfect to do some overseeding or any seeding, because you wouldn't have to be watering constantly. You'd get enough rain from Mother Nature to get this done. So, you know, temperatures are working its way up there. We've had a good amount of moisture. There are still parts of New England that are in a drought, even though New England's got a ton of rain. It has rained, I think, every weekend for the past at least one day, if not 2 days, for the past like 5 weeks. Right? I want to say it might be even further than that at this point. Where, you know, if you consider a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the weekends, at least two of those days has rained in the past 5 weeks. And so there's a lot of rain. So our temperatures haven't been able to completely rise and just stay steady. They've been fluctuating too much. And so, you know, it's just, we're there, we're almost there, but we're looking for those temperatures. Whereas warm temperature weather, you know, the grass needs that 65 to 70 in the soil temperatures. New England, we're not going to see those soil temperatures like that, I wouldn't say, until at least mid-May, maybe later. I can't guarantee it, but it's going to be there soon, right? It'll be there later rather than soon. So just think of that way. But in the southern part of the country, it's probably very close to that, where you could put that. Now, some other factors to allow grass seed to germinate quickly, you know, is going to be sunlight. It's going to depend on how much of the sun you have. You know, a Kentucky bluegrass loves sun. So if you put Kentucky bluegrass in half day of shade, you're looking more on the longer side for it to germinate and start to grow. Whereas if you have ryes and fescues that will take the shade, you'll probably get it right to where it needs to be. With a little bit more sun will help to germinate that quicker. So sunlight can happen with that, but it's just, you know, the grass seed wants to, you know, absorb some of that energy from the sunlight, and it can't do that if it's just an all-day shade, or, you know, we're getting overcast all the time as well. So that's another one. And then, you know, the real major aspect that helps germinate grass would be your moisture. And it's, you know, how much moisture is sitting in the soil, how much is going where it needs to go. And you heard Karen mention earlier, you know, there is some standing water in places because we've had a lot of rain. So you need to look at that and say, all right, am I getting too much water? Because oversaturated soil can slow down the growth rate or not make some of it germinate. Under does the same. And so, you know, we got to look at that, find that happy medium there and say, all right, this is going to work. Now, what can we do to make some of that water go away? Well, you know, we do have products out there. The longest time you were just using a pelletized gypsum. Right? Pelletized gypsum, you could put down, it would help break down some of the clay, some of the compact soils. They've, you know, in the past, I don't know how many years, but it's not new. It's closer to 10 years plus. They have, really looked at it, and it is a, fast-acting gypsum now, where as soon as you put it down, it starts working. And that can help you break down some of that compact soil, the clay soil, to allow some of that moisture to go through. We really went into detail with it last week, so I'm not going to touch, you know, a lot more base with it, but it is something that you can use to break the clay up, break the compact soil to allow the moisture to go through, so we're not overwatering any of the grass that we're putting down. Right, so you got to find that there's a little bit of everything in this to make it work. Now, obviously, there's that idea between, well, what if I just did sod instead of grass seed, right? Well, some people will say, well, sod is an instant way to do it, whereas grass seed takes too long. Well, some people have found that sod might be quicker, but you can't really get onto that lawn right away for a couple weeks because you're affecting the root system, and it can end up being much more expensive. But I will say this, either one works really well on the lawn, and they have so many different styles of sod now. It's not just your bluegrass. In our area, they have the Black Beauty mix, which is the mixture of rye fescues, and they also have the bluegrass. Then they also have the shade tolerant. Then they have a micro clover. So there's a few different mixes out there. It used to just be, all right, Kentucky bluegrass is the sod, or, you know, if you were in the south, it was a zoysia grass or a Bermuda grass, right? So there's a lot of different styles out there now. It does tend to add to the cost of it to bring that cost up, because there's a little bit more to it other than a just simple grass of the bluegrass. And bluegrass isn't simple, but it is one of the more common, so it is an easier one to use. So really up to you, though. If you're looking at grass seed or if you're looking at sod, either one of those I think does well. I'm an instant gratification type guy. If I could put sod down, leave everybody off it for a couple weeks and just water, I'd be golden, because I don't want to wait for some of this germination and all these other things to happen. But that's just me. Up to you and what you want to do. Now, we're going to take a break here in a second. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. But if you want to be on an upcoming show with us, shoot us an email at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
WeWard is an app that rewards you for walking. The more steps you take, the more you earn. For virtual rewards that are redeemable for real cash, gifts, or donations to charities. Eve Benchimol from WeWard explains how it works.
The concept of the app is very simple. It will count your steps. But the main difference is, like, we're going to give you some rewards based on the number of steps you do every day. So the more you work, the more you will earn points. that you can convert into cash, into gift card or donation to charities. On top of that, we'll also have challenges, leaderboards, some gamification into the app, and you will see, hopefully, that like you, Mark, that the app will help you to get moving a bit more every day and will help you to be in a better shape.
Again, it's the WeWard app. That's WEWARD.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Turtle Bay is glowing wild, and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Institute and Radio America.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And you call and leave us a voicemail. You can also text a question to that number, and we'll try to get back to you in the next couple weeks and have you on an upcoming show. So definitely a great way to get a hold of us. Now, we were talking grass seed versus sod. I just want to go a little bit here on both, right? So, like I said, I am an instant gratification type person. I like the sod, but it's almost going to have a perfect situation to put down, right? The process for the laying of the sod, you know, putting the sod down is quick, but prepping and getting everything done is probably more work than putting new seed down, right? So, it, you know, sod is faster, but it takes a lot more work. You really have to set the lawn, the area, the way you want it. You got to make it clean. You got to take care of it. Have the nice soil structure there. Obviously, you're going to be doing that when you put a lawn in by seed. But this is, we're really trying to already get root contact. The roots have already started to develop. They're already growing on sod. And if we don't get that down to the ground with good contact, it's not going to be successful. And you are spending, you know, anywhere from $10 to $15 a roll. And in our area, a roll is 2 feet wide by 5 feet, so 10 square feet. So for 10 square feet, you're spending $1 a square foot, in essence, $1 to $1.50. Whereas grass seed, for a square foot like that, you're probably spending 20 cents, right, for the grass seed. You just have to add all the work to it, the temperatures, the watering, etc. So it's, there's some pros, there's some cons of both. You know, kind of take a look at it. You know, sod, you can put sod down earlier and later. You know, any of that period where certain times of year you can't put grass seed down. They do say with sod you shouldn't put it down during the heat of the summer. But if you can water and there's no problem, you know, I don't see an issue. I think I said this last week where putting grass seed down or just at any time of year, as long as you can water, is going to be fine. So, you know, definitely take a look at that. Some options for, you know, pros of sod versus pros to seed and the cons of either way. Again, I'm an instant gratification, so I'm a sod guy. But grass seed does this just the same job. It just takes a little bit longer. And if you have patience, you know, it should be fine for you just to follow those easy steps that we've talked about. When it comes to temperature, moisture, soil temperatures, etc. So, anyways, hey, great show today. Lots of great information from Karen from Natural Alternative. I appreciate her for coming on. Some great stuff in, you know, regards to fertilizing not only the lawn but the garden as well. And then bringing up the idea of, hey, you know, ticks are in the area, and I hadn't even thought about it, that ticks are being in the area where my dog had one, you know, within a few days ago. And so they're out there. So thinking ahead is perfect. That's what we want to do, and know that it's coming. So just kind of keep that in mind for the rest of the season. It does start early. And spraying can protect you, especially if you have a lot of wildlife. We have a bunch of wildlife in my backyard that runs back and forth through the woods. And so we know that they're, you know, they're carrying it. They're cool to look at. They're fun. And I swear every time we all look out the window, we're like, oh, look, a deer. And you almost want to name them because you see them all the time. But then you kind of think about, well, they carry deer ticks and all those things. And then they're getting on the dog and, ah. So I don't think about the deer ticks within it when I watch the deer because it's just too fun to watch. Anyways, I appreciate everybody for listening today. Sorry I went off on a little tangent there, but that tends to happen. We will obviously be back next week as always. If you want to be on an upcoming show, you can shoot us an email at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Until next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. All right, I'll talk at you guys later. Have a great week, everyone.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
You probably know Asus as the company behind quality laptops and desktops, and the gaming division of Asus is called ROG, or Republic of Gamers, and their latest and greatest handheld gaming device is the ROG Xbox Ally. Sasha Krohn from Asus has more.
So it's a bigger display than what you would have on a phone, right? So you have physical input controls as well. You have buttons and joysticks. But on this, you can play any PC game from any title, any platform. You can play it anywhere on the go. And what makes this now an Xbox is that you're able to use the same sort of UI that you can have on an Xbox, which is very much joystick and gamepad optimized.
Great gaming for on the go, and you can connect to a big screen if you like. More at asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Iran now says the Strait of Hormuz is fully closed until the end of the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports. Its Revolutionary Guard said Saturday night that any vessel approaching the Strait of Hormuz will be considered as cooperating with the enemy and be targeted. Earlier today, Iran fired on at least two ships trying to transit the crucial waterway. The developments come after the U.S. says it will continue to block until Tehran reaches a deal with the U.S., including on its nuclear programs. President Trump did tell a Turning Point USA gathering last night in Phoenix the U.S. will remove what remains of Iran's nuclear material.
The USA will get all nuclear dust. You know what the nuclear dust is? That was that white powdery substance created by our B-2 bombers, those great B-2 bombers, late one evening, 7 months ago. No money will exchange hands in any way, shape, or form.
A federal judge has blocked a $6.2 billion merger.
The merger between local television giants Nexstar Media Group and Tegna blocked until an antitrust lawsuit is resolved. This merger would create a company owning over 200 TV stations across 44 states. U.S. District Court Chief Judge Troy L. Nunley issued an order halting the deal. Attorneys General in 8 states and DirecTV sued to stop the merger, arguing it could raise consumer prices and harm local journalism. Nexstar's attorneys say the deal has already been vetted and approved by the Federal Communications Commission and the Department of Justice. John Scott reporting.
A gunman armed with an automatic weapon has killed 6 people and injured at least 14 in a mass shooting in Ukraine's capital before he was shot and killed by police. The attacker barricaded himself inside a supermarket with hostages after opening fire in a busy central district. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? But the longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
A cryptocurrency firm with Russian money has sponsored politicians from Poland's former government.
Tusk spoke as the Polish parliament voted on a veto by President Karol Nawrocki, who blocked legislation regulating Poland's crypto assets market. The parliament failed to overrule the veto. Tusk alleges some politicians opposing regulation benefited from financing by Zonda Crypto, a cryptocurrency exchange. He says Zonda Crypto sponsors political events and supports specific political forces. Tusk claimed Nawrocki knew about the company's origins when vetoing the regulations. Nawrocki's office says he opposes the flawed regulatory model. Keith Peters, Washington.
The top election official in Arizona's most popular county will get more authority in running elections after a judge sided with his office in a legal fight with the local board that shares responsibility for overseeing the vote. More at townhall.com. QVC Group, the owner of QVC and the Home Shopping Network, has filed for bankruptcy.
The filing comes as TV shopping networks struggle to adapt to consumers' rapid shift to live streams on TikTok or online marketplaces. QVC Group says all of its brands are operating as usual. It will continue to serve its customers across all QVC, HSN, and Cornerstone brands, channels, and platforms. QVC Group says its international operations are not included in the filing. The company is looking to emerge from bankruptcy protection in about 90 days. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ford is recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and thus increase the risk of a crash. The automaker is aware of two injuries and one accident potentially related to the issue. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work. And when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join us for the Chicks and Chaps fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sackfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at ReadingRodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mark Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here for the next hour as we wrap up the show in the second hour. And I appreciate everybody for listening. As I said before, Karen from Natural Alternative is joining us. So good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
Doing all right. We were talking before the break. It's just cold around here. Hopefully we'll get some warm weather soon.
Yes, please.
You know, the spring is supposed to, you know, everything's supposed to wake up. We're supposed to get out there, garden, and you know, start to fertilize and all these things. And it's just like Mother Nature's like, no, wait another week.
Yeah, it's too cold to be out there.
It is, but we gotta wake everything up. We gotta wake the lawn, we gotta wake the garden up, and gotta get started.
That's correct.
You know, it's a good time for that spring fertilizer at the moment, I would say.
Yes, it is. So, as you mentioned, you know, temperatures will start to warm up, and as lawns are waking up, they're going to wake up and they're going to be hungry, so they need a food source. So, if you've purchased our crabgrass reducer, that's the first application you want to be applying to your lawn, and that will feed your lawn as well as help to reduce crabgrass from germinating. And if your lawn doesn't typically have crabgrass, you can use our early spring fertilizer now, and this fertilizer will help your lawn. It will provide the essential nutrients it needs as it wakes up, and this unique blend is enriched with organic nitrogen and fertilizer, so it's going to help to ensure a steady growth. If you've applied the crabgrass reducer, you can apply the early spring in about 4 weeks after applying the crabgrass reducer, and this allows the fertilizer to focus on root growth over top growth. So with the weather changes we've had recently, you make sure that when you put the fertilizer down, the ground is not frozen and there's no freestanding water, because we've also had some rain in Maryland recently. So when you're buying our early spring fertilizer, just keep in mind one box will cover 6,000 square feet. And when you're thinking about making fertilizer decisions for your lawn, we want you to know some of these items from Natural Alternative that goes into our fertilizer. We design the fertilizer with the soil life in mind, and what that means is we want to create a healthy environment where the grass plants live, but we're also protecting the beneficial insects and the microbes that are in the soil, as they play an essential part of the overall health of your lawn. And best of all, everything that is in a bag of our Natural Alternative fertilizer is usable by the plant. There are no fillers, and therefore you're not wasting money on something that doesn't add any value to your grass plants. So for those that purchase the full lawn care program, we can text, call, or email you when it's time to apply your next application. Simply put a note when you're checking out or give us a call at 888-546-5941 and ask us to add you to our reminders list, because we know life gets busy and we want to make taking care of your lawn easier for you.
Perfect. Now, it's really not just about the lawn, although the lawn gets a lot of focus first thing in the spring.
Yes.
We want to think about the garden as well, and there are multiple things that we should be doing. Obviously, fertilizing is a huge one, and you have a couple options for us.
That's correct. So it's getting exciting. You know, we're thinking of getting our seeds and planting the seedlings and bulbs and so forth. So, you know, it's important to think about the fertilizer for these plants. So we have a couple of different options. We have a 505, which is a phosphorus-free all-purpose plant food. It's packed with beneficial microbes, and it can be applied to vegetables, flowers, trees, shrubs, seeds, and bulbs. And this is a great plant food for indoor and outdoor plants, as it provides continual feeding for sustainable and impressive results. Now, we also have a 555, which is very similar, but it does have phosphorus in it. So any plants that need phosphorus in their diet, or if your soil tests are recommending it, this is a great option. We do include our fertilizer, the beneficial microbes, in with this plant, in with this fertilizer, and this is going to help to ensure strong and healthy roots, and you'll notice the bigger blooms and your vegetable garden will love you for it. So both the 505 and the 555, they come in a 6.5 pound shaker jug. And when I plant my garden, just so people know how I do this, I mix the 555 in the soil as we're tilling it up. And then as I'm planting, I add the 555 and fertilizer into the ground as I'm putting the plant. And then I water it in once the plant is planted with my mix of water and fertilizer. And this helps to give the plants a really good start to developing strong roots and healthy plants.
Awesome. And so, you know, you've always had the shaker jugs. Those are so easy to use. But you've come out with some new sizes for those guys.
Oh, absolutely. We're really excited for this. We started noticing some people were starting to order large amounts of the shaker jugs. And this is based on doing soil tests, you know, telling them that they don't need phosphorus, use the 505 and so forth. So we developed 20-pound bags of the 505 and the 555. So regardless of the size of lawn you have options. You can use the shaker jug for smaller areas, but for people that have bigger gardens and lots of plants, we do now have the 20-pound bag. So same formula, like we recommend with our ice melt. Keep your shaker jugs, just fill it back up, and it makes it easy when you're walking around through your gardens just to apply it to the base of the plant. So when doing the math, looking at the 20-pound bags, it does help save you some money versus buying the shaker jugs. So it's a good way to get a good product. You'll have enough to feed your plants all season long and save some extra money.
Awesome. Now, you've mentioned fertilizer a few times, and we haven't had a real in-depth discussion in regards to fertilizer for a bit. We've got a few minutes here. I'd love to, you know, just talk a little bit more about fertilizer and what we can do with it.
Oh, absolutely. So natural terms, fertilizer is called a seed and plant activator, but it's a lot more. So it's an excellent product to use when you're starting your seeds, planting bulbs and plants. It's 100% organic supplement. It's going to foster health, holistic seed health. I always refer to it as probiotics and vitamins. It's like, you know, the fertilizer feeds the plants, but the fertilizer is going to help it be strong and healthy. So it keeps the plants healthy. It helps to resist stress. It has humic acid, kelp, and beneficial microbes, which will work to create a defense system to help protect those plants against harmful bacteria that can exist in the soil. So oftentimes when plants are transplanted, they go through a shock, and fertilizer is going to help to reduce the shock and create that healthy environment for your plants to grow. So it will make the nutrients that are in the soil more readily available to the plants and allows them to flourish. So it works really well. When you're starting seeds, it helps the seeds germinate more quickly, and it enhances growth by stimulating cell division. We offer fertilizer in two different sizes. It comes in a 6-ounce container, which makes it 12 gallons when mixed with water. And for people that have larger gardens and lots of plants, we offer a 4-pound container. It's nice to know that, you know, you have a 3-year shelf life with fertilizer, but it can actually last longer because the microbes will feed off of each other. So it's a good product to have, especially as you're planting and getting your gardens prepared for the spring and summer.
Yeah, it's definitely something that is useful this time of year when everything's getting ready. It's just given that, you know, we're fertilizing, and then we're working with the fertilizer and just really making it active. It is phenomenal. And you can find that all on your website, right? What's the website again?
Our website is www.natural-alternative.com.
Okay, Perfect. We got a little bit more to discuss on the other side of the break. We will come back with Karen from Natural Alternative. If anybody wants to be on an upcoming show with us, you can leave us a voicemail or you could email us. Email's the best way. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with Karen from Natural Alternatives, so stay tuned.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Edwardsville, Illinois, something simple happens that carries decades of meaning. Vietnam veterans gather for a free community breakfast. But this isn't just breakfast. For many of them, it's the welcome home they never received. After returning from Vietnam, countless veterans came back to a divided country, often without recognition or appreciation. At this gathering, that silence is replaced with gratitude. Volunteers shake hands, families listen to stories, and in some cases, veterans are wrapped in quilts of valor, handmade symbols of appreciation and healing. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. We've had some great discussion about the lawn, fertilizing your plants, getting some things started, and we talked about all these products, and you guys have a bundle to get some of this together, right?
Oh yeah, it's our Get Started bundle. So it's a great way to get your 555 all-purpose plant food, and that comes in a 6.5 pound shaker jug. We also include a 6 ounce container fertilizer. So for people that don't have a lot of outside garden.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Start thinking about it to get ready for it.
That is correct. And actually, you know, we talk about this all the time. Ticks don't go away. They hibernate. But we've already heard from people where they've been bitten by ticks already. So we want to make sure that people are aware of some of the products that we have. We offer a all-natural mosquito flea and tick control. It comes in a hose and spray unit that easily hooks to your hose and that treats up to 10,000 square feet. So again, you know, ticks are out, so make sure that when you're applying this that you're spraying in wooded areas to help reduce populations. If you have deer or squirrels running through your lawn, they are a great carrier of ticks, so it's especially important to keep your family protected. Mosquitoes may not be out yet, depending on where you are in the country, but they will be soon, and this is another pest that has been causing serious health effects if not controlled. So for best results when using the mosquito flea and tick control to help control mosquitoes, make sure you're spraying up under the leaves of trees and bushes and under your decks where they can hide. The product is made from cedar oil. It doesn't smell like a chemical product, and best of all, it doesn't harm beneficial insects or pollinators. So this is one product that will control several pests naturally. And we also offer it in the concentrate, which is called Tick Kills. So that is something that you could use in the hose and sprayer once you run out of that. We also offer the personal protection mosquito spray that you can use to help mosquitoes from landing on you when you're outside at ball games, golfing, fishing, or walking the dog. And these are made from essential oils that are natural bug repellent. So it's something that you can have to help when you're not, you know, at your lawn if you've already treated for this.
Yeah, you know, you brought up the information about the ticks and everything, and I realized that last week we had a tick on the dog. And it's barely anything out there. The grass isn't tall, but we have a lot of moisture out there, and we have some wildlife running around. So they're definitely out there. So.
Yes, absolutely. Want to be prepared.
Now, I got about a minute left here, and I want you to bring up the Know and Grow Library. You sent me a couple links, and I think they're really good ones. And one of them, is Easy to Build Pollinator Gardens. That's one that I talk a lot about pollinators, and it's a good one to take a look at.
Absolutely. So when you visit our website, we have an orange bar that has our Know and Grow Library. A lot of good articles. And trying to keep some things planted around your outdoor area, the pollinators, there's a great article on things that you can use or plant to help to provide a food source for the pollinators, what to do, what not to do, and some of the plants that are favorites for the pollinators. So to keep them coming in, we've even provided a layout for you, something that you could do. We also have things like to help prevent mosquitoes from coming into your lawn. So there are different articles, very good topics, some things to keep you going through the month of April. If you scroll down to the very end, you'll see our seasonal checklist.
Awesome. I really appreciate you coming on with all that great advice as always, Karen. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-803-1961. 800-803-1961. 800-803-1961. That's 800-803-1961.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get ISSE, I-S-S-E, really, ISSE.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here where you can call and leave us a voicemail is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And you can call, leave us a voicemail. As I've said many times, there's nobody to answer that phone. It just goes to a voicemail. It'll ring a few times and then hit up the voicemail. Leave us a message, and we'll play your question on the next episode. Also, it is a number you can text to. We'll receive the texts and then try and answer them. The best way to get a hold of us, email, of course, that one you can give us tons of information any time of day. Anytime you're thinking about the garden, what you want to do, email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now, I say thank you again to Karen from Natural Alternative. Some great information. It is the perfect time to be fertilizing. It's a great time to be seeding the lawn. It's a great time to be, taking care of any of the crabgrass that's in the lawn. So, let's dive into the lawn a little bit, right? Let's talk a little bit more. I got an article sent to me recently in one of the newsletters in regards to grass seed and how long it takes to grow. Now, you can tell this article is written in more of a southern area, as the top two grasses where it gives the growth rate are Bermuda and centipede grass. Also lists Zoysia grass. So, I'll mention those, but for the New England few, you really aren't looking at the Bermuda, the centipede, or the Zoysia grass. You can have those in more warm climates, right? Southern areas will have these, but in New England, New York, Pennsylvania, those areas, you're looking at a fescue, a Kentucky bluegrass, or a ryegrass, and those three there are the main three in the area. And it was interesting to read because they have the growth rate, right? And it says Bermuda grass is 5 to 14 days. Centipede grass is 7 to 21 days. That's a big jump right there. The fescue is 14 to 21. The bluegrass is 7 to 14. Rye is 5 to 10. And then Zoysia is 14 to 21 days. Now, it's interesting. I look at those and I kind of say, all right, so to me, the fescue is probably going to, in New England, is going to take closer to 21 days. The bluegrass is more like a 14 to 21 days, and then the ryegrass is probably 7 to 14 days. So you can kind of tell that this article is written in a warmer climate. But they had some really cool, having those somewhere is always cool to have. But they had some factors, right? So they hit you with, you can grow grass, and this is how long it's going to take. But you might need to do a few of these things. And so we definitely went through the soil pH last week heavily. So it does mention your soil pH can, tend to determine how many days the grass will grow. One of the other features is temperature. right? So the cool weather grass, you know, the New England grass that I was talking about, the fescue, rye, and bluegrass, you know, it grows best when the temperatures are between 50 and 60 degrees. So, you know, this upcoming week, there's a few days here that it's looking like 50s and 60s during the day. So that's going to help produce the growth quicker. Whereas warmer weather grass wants it to be when the soil temperatures are 65 to 70 degrees. Right? So you can kind of tell here where we are, where I am in New England, and although we do have stations throughout the country here, looking for cool weather grass is going to determine when you can put it down, right? Obviously, it's either in the spring or later in the fall. And we want the soil temperatures to be about 50 to 60 degrees. And that is pretty much where we're at, just about, although we've had a few dips in the temperatures, and which has kind of fluctuated. The soil temperatures have now fluctuated up and down. They don't know what's down, what's up, what's sideways. It's kind of all over the place. Last week I said, you know, I kind of said, all right, we got to do it. This is the week. Just put everything out. You know, and there are a couple days that have been okay. But there's been a lot of rain. There's been a lot of cold weather. So the soil temperatures are a little bit too low for grass seed. They're okay to start with the fertilizing, but for grass seed, if you're looking to, you know, do an overseed or a renovation in a lawn, then you're going to need to want those temperatures to be a little bit warmer to get the best bang for your buck, right? And so, you know, we always take a look. It's the GreenCast online website has your soil temperatures. And so to determine what you are, we're not looking for the first thing in the morning. We're not looking for the evening temperatures, because it will actually tell you right on that website what the temperature is right now, according to, you know, I want to say it's a soil probe in each kind of city, town, whatnot. So you want to see what the average is for the past couple days to determine that. You're not looking for the exact at that moment, because if it is a nice, really nice day, and then we get a day like we have this week where one day was 70 and then one day was 20 overnight, those temperatures are going to fluctuate a lot. So we're looking for a few days average, where it's like 3 or 4 days where it's between 50 and 60 degrees. And then, bam, that is the best time to be putting their cool weather grass seed down and taking care of that lawn. And it, you know, the one thing I wish would have happened, and it's late winter into spring at this point, is with all the rain we've been getting, if the temperatures were just a little bit warmer, this would have been perfect to do some overseeding or any seeding, because you wouldn't have to be watering constantly. You'd get enough rain from Mother Nature to get this done. So, you know, temperatures are working its way up there. We've had a good amount of moisture. There are still parts of New England that are in a drought, even though New England's got a ton of rain. It has rained, I think, every weekend for the past at least one day, if not 2 days, for the past like 5 weeks, right? I want to say it might be even further than that at this point, where, you know, if you consider a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the weekends, at least two of those days has rained in the past 5 weeks. And so there's a lot of rain. So our temperatures haven't been able to completely rise and just stay steady. They've been fluctuating too much. And so, you know, it's just, we're there, we're almost there, but we're looking for those temperatures. Whereas warm temperature weather, you know, the grass needs that 65 to 70 in the soil temperatures. New England, we're not going to see those soil temperatures like that. I wouldn't say until at least mid-May, maybe later. I can't guarantee it, but it's going to be there soon, right? Later than, I meant to say, it'll be there later rather than soon. So just think of that way. But in the southern part of the country, it's probably very close to that, where you could put that. Now, some other factors to allow grass seed to germinate, you know, is going to be sunlight. It's going to depend on how much of the sun you have. You know, a Kentucky bluegrass loves sun. So if you put Kentucky bluegrass in half day of shade, you're looking more on the longer side for it to germinate and start to grow. Whereas if you have ryes and fescues that will take the shade, you'll probably get it right to where it needs to be. With a little bit more sun will help to germinate that quicker. So sunlight can happen with that, but it's just, you know, the grass seed wants to, you know, absorb some of that energy from the sunlight, and it can't do that if it's just an all-day shade, or, you know, we're getting overcast all the time as well. So that's another one. And then, you know, the real major aspect that helps germinate grass would be your moisture. And it's, you know, how much moisture is sitting in the soil, how much is going where it needs to go. And you heard Karen mention earlier, you know, there is some standing water in places because we've had a lot of rain. So you need to look at that and say, all right, am I getting too much water? Because oversaturated soil can slow down the growth rate or not make some of it germinate. Under does the same. And so, you know, we got to look at that, find that happy medium there and say, all right, this is going to work. Now, what can we do to make some of that water go away? Well, you know, we do have products out there. The longest time you were just using a pelletized gypsum, right? Pelletized gypsum, you could put down, it would help break down some of the clay, some of the compact soils. They've, you know, in the past, I don't know how many years, but it's not new. It's closer to 10 years plus. They have really looked at it, and it is a fast-acting gypsum now, where as soon as you put it down, it starts working. And that can help you break down some of that compact soil, the clay soil, to allow some of that moisture to go through. We really went into detail with it last week, so I'm not going to touch, you know, a lot more base with it, but it is something that you can use to break the clay up, break the compact soil to allow the moisture to go through, so we're not overwatering any of the grass that we're putting down. Right, so you got to find that there's a little bit of everything in this to make it work. Now, obviously, there's that idea between, well, what if I just did sod instead of grass seed, right? Well, some people will say, well, sod is an instant way to do it, whereas grass seed takes too long.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'd be golden. Because I don't want to wait for some of this germination and all these other things to happen. But that's just me. Up to you and what you want to do. Now, we're going to take a break here in a second. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. But if you want to be on an upcoming show with us, shoot us an email at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
WeWard is an app that rewards you for walking. The more steps you take, the more you earn. For virtual rewards that are redeemable for real cash, gifts, or donations to charities. Eve Benchimol from WeWard explains how it works.
The concept of the app is very simple. It will count your steps. But the main difference is like, we're going to give you some rewards based on the number of steps you do every day. But the more you walk, the more you will earn points that you can convert into cash, into gift card or donation to charities. On top of that, we'll also have challenges, leaderboards, some gamification into the app, and you will see, hopefully, that like you, Mark, that the app will help you to get moving a bit more every day and will help you to be in a better shape.
Again, it's the WeWard app. That's W-E-W-A-R-D.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And you call and leave us a voicemail. You can also text a question to that number, and we'll try to get back to you in the next couple weeks.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Here on